5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Listen to this headline. Mom welcomes the pool counts as a bath season and people are horrified.
What exactly does that mean?
Raven producer Sean, if you missed it, there was this whole controversial debate online about whether or not if your kids are in the pool, does that count as a bath or not? Yeah. And people were going back and forth. And one woman wrote, "No way, man. Pool day means it's definitely a tubby night for the kids. So gross. Chemicals, sunscreen, sweat, pee, salt, etc." I get that.
I mean, what's going on in your pool, right? I mean, listen, I get it. Accidents will happen, but, you know, don't keep your kids in the pool for 3 hours without asking them whether or not they need a bathroom break. How about that?
I think that a lot of rules that you normally would have during the year go out the window in the summer. But, like, let's start with the pool. Yeah. I have to be honest. Mm-hmm. There are plenty of days where my kids go to the pool and I could care less if they want to take a bath that night and if they fight me on it. Not the big one. The big one can do whatever she wants. I don't even know the last time she showered. But the little one, my 5-year-old, if she doesn't want it, like, fine. It's fine. Like, a pool is fine.
I can't smell you, you can take the day off, right? Like, I mean, it's not like we shower every single day, you know? So it depends on your schedule. And I know plenty of people do. So I'm not, you know, I don't have a side on that. But listen. There's plenty of times when I'm out, I'm working in the yard, right? The first thing I do after I'm working in the yard, you know, is I jump in the pool because the pool does have the chemicals, all right? That chlorine cleaned me right up. Whatever's on me growing is dead. Yeah, I mean, you just shock that pool if you're really worried about not being clean enough.
Yeah, but I can't get behind the
idea.
I'm going
to do it today.
I can't get behind the idea of, like, a pool bath, though, because, like, I don't know about you guys, but, like, my skin's dry. So when I get out of a pool and I'm, like, out for a while and I dry off, like, that chlorine makes you just feel like my skin's just cracking everywhere.
I mean, at least you know you're clean. You're chemically clean. Like, you can put on some lotion.
For me, like, if they're in the pool, like, Raven, what you do is gross. Go take a shower. Go inside and take a shower.
No! Right. It immediately cools me down.
But if the kids were playing in the pool, they get out and they're tired. And moms, you know what this is like. They're fighting you. They don't want to take a bath. They don't want to, like, sure, go to bed. But a beach, if it's a beach day, that's a non-negotiable. Like, I got to wash you. Actually, last night I had this argument with my 5-year-old because she went to the beach during the day and she came home and she was too tired to take a shower bath. And then I found sand in places that it should never exist.
Yeah.
And this is why you do that.
No, agreed. Beach is a different set of circumstances. Listen, it's not like I'm jumping in the pool with a bar of soap. All right. I'm just getting in there. The chlorine's doing its work.
I would feel better if you'd brought the bar of soap.
I get in the pool after I've cleaned it, so I know that the chemical's extra spicy right then.
I feel like summer rules for parents are completely different than the rest of the year. I feel like during the rest of the year, I'm so strict. But when it's summertime, it's like, you know, it's like 1975 all over again. Like, hey, it's free for all for everybody.
You want to enjoy yourself, too.
Sean, as a father yourself, are there any rules that you throw out the window in the summer?
Oh, yeah, like dinner time kind of goes out the window. It's no longer, all right, you know, dinner time is going to be around 5 or 6 o'clock. You need to eat what we make, and it's got to be at the dinner table. Now it's summer. We're like, let's just all eat in the living room.
In front of the TV.
If you want chicken nuggies while we eat broccoli, you know, like a salad for dinner, that's fine. We don't care.
I've been on Sean's summer parenting rules for the past 3 years. That's all we do is eat in front of the TV now. We never sit at the table.
It was until I got with Rachel and an actual family now. So now it's like, it's all about the dinner table again.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. No, I'm big about the dinner table too. But if the little one wants to eat her, like, whatever she's eating for dinner and watch Smurfs, I let her. Like, it's whatever. It's fine.
It's clear that the underlying thread here is that Dakota does whatever she wants.
Well,
no matter what. The situation.
I'm somewhat scared of her. So it is what it is, what it is. But do you have, like, a rule that now it's summertime that you just throw right out the window? It doesn't matter because it's summer and it's a free-for-all. 1-800-330-9999. There was a big debate online about whether pool baths are fine for your kids during the summer. And people either thought it was completely disgusting or 100% on board.
To be clear, this is your kid doesn't need a bath because they were in the pool.
Right. And I started laughing because I think for a lot of parents, your rules that you're so good with throughout the year, out the window in the summertime. Like, this is a free-for-all, right? You just go feral.
You want to enjoy yourself, too.
So what's the rule that during the year you're very strict about, but in the summer, nope. 1-800-330-9999. William.
This is kind of crazy, but the kids don't have to eat lunch if they're not around. After breakfast, I send them outside. Sometimes they don't come back for lunch, and I don't sweat it.
I don't.
If a kid's hungry, they'll find it.
Well, that's, I feel like saying I don't ever prepare lunches.
At all.
No. Like, I'll never say, like, it's lunchtime. They'll get some yogurt out of the fridge, or they'll go get a croissant or a bagel from, like, from the house. Like, I don't say, like, everybody gather around, it's chicken nugget time, you know?
Yeah, like, they snack themselves during the lunch.
I'll worry about, and dinner I'll worry about, but lunch, it's every man for himself.
Yeah, when you're entertained and busy, you don't even care about it.
Sometimes you don't even have lunch.
Right. Like,
there's plenty of days.
All the time.
I don't even know. I'm pretty sure my kids don't eat lunch.
Right. Right. They don't need it. No. They're better than that.
They have big breakfasts. They don't need lunch in the summertime.
They're more efficient than lunch.
Hey.
It's not necessary for them.
Madeline, how about you? What's the rule that goes out the window in the summertime?
Summertime is a free-for-all, and it's mostly for myself and my husband. So the kids are allowed to go swimming and eat right after, or as long as they continue to play outside, whatever they do is whatever they do.
It's fine, as long as you're outside.
I remember growing up, like, I would leave in the morning, and my mom might not see me for 10, 12 hours.
Not my girls. They're more, they don't do that. But my friends that have the boys, they have sons, they're gone. They
all
get
day.
On their bikes, and they just go.
Yeah.
When Danielle just put, like, a tracking thing on her son, so she goes, like, she had no idea where he was. He just go. You know, once they get to, like, that 14, 15, or 13 even.
We were doing that at 10.
Yeah. Well,
bye.
Yeah. Also, are we still not supposed to be swimming, like, right after we eat? I thought we debunked that as not real.
I mean, now that all pools are 3-4 feet deep, I don't know. Can you stand up? That's the thing, right?
I mean, what happens if you jump into the deep end and you just had lunch? Nothing.
Cramp.
I mean, I don't know if that's real.
John, what's the parenting rule you put on the shelf for the summer?
Bedtimes. Bedtimes seem to be the easiest, and it allows me to kind of have a better start to my morning because the kids are still sleeping once I let them sleep in or stay in all night. So
I'm super lax on bedtime, and it's not really a good thing because then I go to sleep later than I normally would, and then it's a problem for everyone.
Yeah, well, I mean, when you get a 5-year-old, I guess that would be more of a challenge. If they're a little bit older and more self-reliant, then that definitely opens it up. I'm with you, though. I think that's cool, man. There's nothing worse than having a bedtime during the summer.
I know.
You get to a certain age, you just want to run around and have fun. Let me have fun.
But then it just gets hard. You have to get them back on track before they go to school.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it gets difficult. And then it's not so fun anymore, you know? But I guess that's the whole point of summer is, like, there's no rules for a while, right?
Right.
Cassidy, what's the rule that you let go in the summer?
So normally throughout the year, I don't let my kids go to sleepovers. But during the summertime, I make exceptions.
And I hate sleepovers.
Well, I'm the president of the anti-sleepover club. So I'm not only a member, I am the actual president. How's it go? I'm not only the president, I'm a member. So my kids are not allowed to go to sleepovers. I don't like them. And I don't like them in the summer or during the school year.
Right.
But you know what? If they fought me on it, I'd probably be a little bit more lax in the summer.
But they don't.
They don't because they're so used to just not being able to sleep out, so they don't even ask.
Yeah.
And it's, I don't know. Plus, it's easier for me. I sleep better knowing they're in their beds.
I get it.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started today for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com.